introduction and continuing our subject for the khutbah tonight, inshallah, which is the da'wah lil-infaq, an invitation to donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه وهو أصدق القائلين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل مسمى فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها. الله سبحانه وتعالى, the end of Surah Al-Munafiqeen, is saying, O you believe, it's a specific order for the believer, O you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or O you believers, donate, give in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before you reach a day, which is this day, or before you die, and at that time you will say, you Allah, if you make my life extend for a few hours or even a few minutes, I will donate and I will be from those righteous ones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He ordered us or He asked us in the Quran to pray five times, He also asks us to donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to donate before you die. When you die, that's it. Your money and your wealth is not yours anymore. It's somebody else. So you cannot say at the time of death, oh, give in the cause of Allah such and such. No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering in the Quran, donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you reach that day, before you die. And at that time you'll say, if you Allah extend my life for even a few hours, I will donate in the cause of Allah and I'll be among those righteous ones. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever extend your life 1 minute, even one breath, after the time He decrees for you to die. So inshallah, tonight we're going to go quickly through a donation, an invitation. Who's calling for that invitation? Is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the mosque, and a people from the tribe of Mudar, they came, they were Muslims, and they came, they were so poor. They have no shoes on, they have, you know, patched clothes. There, you could look at them and say they are very poor. فَتَنَعَّرَ وَجْهُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, his face starts to change. When he gets angry, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he gets red in color. You look at him, you find, you can tell from his face that he's angry. And he went to the minbar and he asked the Muslims to donate. He did not come to the rich ones and said, oh, donate in the cause of Allah. He asked all of the Sahaba to donate in the cause of Allah. And he said, تَصَدَّقَ رَجُلٌ مِّن دِينَارِهِ تَصَدَّقَ رَجُلٌ مِّن دِرْحَمِهِ تَصَدَّقَ رَجُلٌ مِّن صَاعِ بُرِّهِ تَصَدَّقَ رَجُلٌ مِّن صَاعِ تَمْرِهِ حَتَّى أَنْ قَالَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَهِ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he saw those Muslims from the tribe of Mudar, very poor, then he got صلى الله عليه وسلم upset. And he went to the minbar and he asked the companions to donate in the cause of Allah. He said, a man donates from his dinar. This includes the rich people. A man donates from his dirham. A man donates from his dates. A man donates from whatever he has until he said even if a half of a date. You know, so he includes all of the slices of the society of the companions. They will have the rich people, Abu Bakr, Uthman, Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhum. They have the medium level people. They have the very poor people. They do not have anything. But he does not exclude none of them. Even those who's capable of donating half of a date, just donated in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah tonight we're going to go through a steps and points of donation. And this doesn't mean, brothers, because nowadays we see the Muslims are the poorest nation on earth. The most miserable, poor, 70% of those in the world are Muslims. And if we do not donate at that time and give our brothers Muslim, who expect you they're going to give them? They go to, you know, Africa, and they give them just a few dollars, even not even a few dollars, and they change their face completely. They tell them, you see, we're going to build you a pump, just bring the water from the ground. We're going to do this and that for you, and this is from the Lord Jesus. Walayaz billah. Didn't believe in that, and this is, you cannot ask a person, you know, to follow the faith and the belief, and he cannot find what he's capable of eating. So inshallah, tonight we're going to go through a lot of points regarding the donation in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is the hurrying up in donating in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يستوي الذين أنفقوا من قبل الفتح وقاتلوا أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى. Allah said in his book in the Quran Kareem, you know, those who donate in the cause of Allah and fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the victory, before the Muslims become, before opening of Mecca or capture of Mecca, this is the reference of victory, those are not going to be equal to those who donate in the cause of Allah and who fought in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً. The first one, the ones that they donate when there is the great need before the victory, where the Muslims were weak, where the Muslims were completely humiliated, where the Muslims were crushed, those are in a higher rank than those who donate after the victory, after Islam became dominant, after everyone was scared of the Muslim and the Muslim empire. وَكُلَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Anyway, Allah has promised both groups, the one that they donate before the victory and the one that donate after the victory, with the godly reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So donation at that time, when the Muslims are weak, when the Muslims are crushed everywhere, is completely, absolutely different than donating after the victory. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger is promising this ummah the future. Anyone tells you whatever he wants to tell you, the future is for that ummah, and it will be a khilafah in the same way of the prophecy. And at that time, the Muslims are not going to be in need to your donation. The Muslims are not going to be needing to your help, because they will be strong under the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the time. This is the time of the weakness of Islam. The same way the time of the weakness of the believers in Mecca, and thus the Muhajirin, that they are superior than the, and better than the Ansar. But both of them Allah promised the godly reward, are better, the ones that they donate in the time of weakness. This is the first point. The second point regarding that, the donation is promised from Allah to be replaced. This is in dunya, in this life. You're not going to donate out of your pocket and you're going to lose. No. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يَخْلِفُ. Allah said in the Quran, ikhwan, this is the rules of Allah. This is the laws of Allah. It will never be changed by any means. Whatever you donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself promised to replace that. To replace what you donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dunya. Rasulullah s.a.w. said in the hadith, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. There is no wealth will decrease, never ever, from donation. Never ever. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not me promising you that if you donate, you're going to get it back. No, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said also in the hadith al-Qudsi, أَنْفِقْ يُنْفَقْ عَلَيْكَ. Donate, I will spend in you.
I will provide to you. This is Allah, remember, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But don't put that in your mind that you want to get more money than you donate and more. No. Because this is will corrupt your intention. You donate for the reward in the hereafter. So whatever your reward is promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by his summa, and after that his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised that you will never lose. This will come back to you in dunya. And in addition to that, we're going to say the third point. The third point is saying the ajr, the reward, the sawab is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you're going to get in this life, your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you in the hereafter. You get double reward for this donation. The first thing is that your money will never ever decrease. It will be multiplied in this life. And the second one, you will be rewarded in the hereafter for that. That's why you, when you donate, you do not look for the reward in that life. إن الذين آمنوا وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ثم لم يتبعوا ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Those who donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they did not follow their donation with, remember, with two things. The first one is reminders of generosity. They said, oh, we're so generous, we spend $10,000 in that project. We're so generous, we said, this is the, Allah is remind, this is called the min. That means you repeat, or you remind people that you're generous and you donated. This is not then in the cause of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala adha, with harm. You give somebody something and then you follow him, or you go to place, oh, I give him such and such. No, this is will destroy. And it become a sin for you instead of being a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ لَمْ يُتْبِعُوا مَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنَّا وَلَا أَذَى لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They have the reward from who? From Allah. The reward is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hereafter, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And there is no fear upon those, and they will never grieve. So this is the reward in the hereafter for what you give. That's why you need to correct your intention. Not for this dunya, for Allah to give you. No, look for the hereafter, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prepare for you. The fourth point, this donation is against hypocrisy. When you donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not following one of the biggest criteria of hypocrites. He said, we said before Umar radiallahu anhu arda, and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to accuse themselves of hypocrisy. Until Hassan al-Basri, he said, whoever accuses himself of hypocrisy, he's a believer then. And whoever does not accuse himself of hypocrisy, then he is a hypocrite. In order to avoid one of the biggest criteria of hypocrisy is to donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in the Quran, وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. Talking about the hypocrites. What about if they believe in Allah? What is going to harm them if they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the judgment day, and they donate of what Allah provides for them? For Allah provides for them. There is a point here. Do not ever, never think that you got that money with your smartness. If you do that, then we have an example for you in the Quran, which is who? Qarun. Qarun? Nobody on earth was rich as Qarun. And Qarun, when the Moses alayhi salam, he asked him to donate of what Allah has provided him, he said, I don't know Moses or the God of Moses. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I have been given that money, I have been taking, or I got that money through my knowledge, through my being smart, through being genius. You know? حَمْكُمْ اللَّهِ. So just get that out of your mind completely. Then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done to him? So if you do that, if you think that you're genius, you're smart, you got that money because of your smartness or your genius, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not provided that for you, you're resembling Qarun. والعياذ بالله, and expect that destruction the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Qarun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those hypocrites also, they used to say وَلَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا. Do not donate upon those with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poor ones with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they will spread away from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So look at the hypocrites. When you do the opposite, you donate, you keep hypocrisy way away from you. You're working against hypocrisy. The fifth point is, whatever you donate is for your own self. Whatever you do, this life, as the scholar said, is the farm of the hereafter. Whatever you cultivate here, brothers, you will harvest in the hereafter. If you cultivate, if you plant over here or cultivate over here, wheat, you're gonna harvest in the hereafter wheat. You're not gonna harvest apples, or you're not gonna harvest oranges. No, whatever you do over here, this is your life. You just fill it with good deeds. Fill it with good deeds. You know, donation in the cause of Allah, praying on time, you know, saying good stuff. Even you can't do nothing, just to smile in the face of your brother. This is the donation. This is the sadaqah. So, whatever Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. This is all of the khutbah, inshallah, tonight is from the Quran Kareem, from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you donate of the goods is for your own self. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting and he said to the sahaba, أَيُّكُمْ مَالُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ مَالِ وَارِثِهِ. Which one of you that his money is bitter or is loved to him more than the money of his inheritors? Your generation, your children, whoever will inherit you. Then all of them, they answer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, kulluna maluhu ahabbu ilayhi min mali warithi. All of us, our money is loved to us more than the money of our inheritors. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna ma anfaqt fahuwa ma, fa inna malaka ma anfaqt, wa malu warithak ma hafiz. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, your money is what you donate, and your inheritor's money is what you kept from donation. Why? Because once you donate, this will be written till the end of the time for you. You will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this donation in front of you. But whatever you kept in this life and you spend, that's it. You spend it and it's gone. You know? So this is whatever you spend from good deeds, it's for your own self. This will be with, when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you sit with him, and he will lecture you, no translator between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he'll ask you, what did you do in life? Then you come, you stand up, you say, Allah, I used to every month to give such and such for such and such. I used to put in the mosque such and such. I used to look for the orphans and the widows to give them such and such. You know? One of the Zain al-Abidin Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhum jami'an, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to carry on his back, you know, come at night and he buy the wheat, the flour, and put it in his back and know where is the houses for the poor people. This is the generation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he knocked the door and leave that in front of the house. They come out, nobody knows who was carrying that in his back, or who was knocking at the door, or who was doing anything secretly, radiallahu anhum jami'an. A lot of those they used to do. And a lot of examples, if we start talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to say, he kana ajwadu min al-rih al-mursala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to be more generous than the appointed wind. You know, the wind that brings the rain. And when the rain comes down, you see a lot of good stuff. The grass will grow up, the animals will eat, a lot of good stuff. The plants will grow, you know. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more generous than that. One of the battles, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man told him, Ya Rasulullah, give me from what Allah has given you. Then he said, go to that valley between two mountains. It was full of sheep, and he took everything. You know, the desert Arab, he just look at Rasulullah SAW, he said, he expects that he get one, he get two, but this is like thousands. A valley full of sheep. And he said, go, I told you, go and take it for you. And the man went and started taking all of that. Nobody stopped him, nobody done anything to him. And then he went to his tribe and he said, you, إِنَّ مُحَمَّدْ يُعْطِي عَطَاءً مَنْ لَا يَخْشَى الْفَقْرِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's giving like a man, he's never scared of poverty at all. And all of his tribe went and get into Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anything, there was a beautiful dress in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the Sahaba, he looked at that dress and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you Rasulullah, I love this dress, I want it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went home, took the dress off, and he gave it to the Sahabi. Then the Sahaba got angry to that Sahabi, to that companion, and he told him, this is the most beautiful dress, we love to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that. He said, I did not ask it for me to wear it in life. I asked for it to be, you know, buried in it. You know, he never said no for nothing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone that ask him for whatever sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to give him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Muhammad, very generous, very very generous. And he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa dir'uhu marhuna 'inda yahudi. The dir', you know, the things that they use with the left hand to, you know, to carry the shield, that it was with a Jew man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to him and took some dinars from it. Very generous, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he never lets any money stay in his house more than 3 days. Any kind of money, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His companions, the same way, those are the students of Muhammad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, donate in the cause of Allah. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. By today's language, brothers, this is the billionaire, radiallahu anhu arda, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. He brought all of his wealth, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, you Abu Bakr, what you left for your family? He said, I left Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you see how they used to. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu arda, jahhaza jayshu al-usra, an army, big huge army, more than 30,000 fighters from his own money. There was a well that used to owned by a Jew man, and this Jew man used to sell the water for the companions in Medina. And it got, you know, very upset because the water, you need the water every day, you're going to buy it. And they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rasulullah ﷺ called for the companions to donate. And who stood? Uthman radiallahu anhu arda. Aroma. He bought half of it from the, went to the Jew, said, I'll pay for it. He said, no, you buy half and I'll buy half. The Jew man is smart, he wants to make money, you know. Then he said, okay, then Uthman, he got 3 days, you know, making people take water from that well for free. The Jew man, his 3 days, he's selling water, so nobody goes to that Jew man in his days, they just accumulate the water from, then the Jew couldn't make no money, then he begged Uthman radiallahu anhu arda to buy the rest of the well. And he bought the well in the cause of Allah, free, for the believers. Radiallahu anhum jami'an. They used to donate, ya akhwani, and they, because they knew, they just lived it. Actually, we just know theoretically about paradise, about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers, but practically we don't live that. Because if we live that, we should prefer the hereafter more than this life. We should do more. Muslims are not going to be slaughtered everywhere, and we're just getting wealthy and more money. The point after it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know what you donate in His cause. Allah, وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Whatever you donate from good, whatever you donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows about it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's knowledgeable about that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they give you that money for a purpose. What is the purpose of this money? It's to test you. is to test you, to see, because Allah gave you in that dunya and He took from somebody else. And Rasulullah SAW said, وَالْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. What is the upper hand? The hand that donates in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the lower hand? The hand that takes from these donations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of giving everybody. But in order to test us in this dunya, He make us, some of us rich, some of us medium class, some of us very poor. And then we see, are you going to keep and you trust whatever in your hand, or you trust what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to you. And the infaq, the donation in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a mean of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَيَتَّخِذُ مَا يُنْفِقُ قُرُبَاتٍ. And from those Arab, from those desert Arabs, people that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the judgment day, and they take from what they donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a way of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Donation. By the way, when we talk about donation, we combine both the obligatory one, which is zakah, and the compulsory one, which is sadaqah, over the zakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to do the zakah first. You cannot donate, you know, sadaqat and stuff without doing the zakah, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the Hadith Qudsi, ما تقرب إلي عبد بأحب مما افترضته عليه. My servants will never get closer to me but by what I made obligatory for him. So the zakah first, and then the sadaqah over the zakah. Optional zakah, yeah. Compulsory and... Then the point after that, Dua al-Salihin, you know, the prayers and the supplication of the good ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهُمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take from their wealth a donation or a charity. So this way you purify them with that donation and charity. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, and pray upon them. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray upon them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take the donation from those from the rich and give it to the poor, and said, Allahumma salli ala ala fulan. You Allah, praise or pray on the tribe of such.
Jazakumullah.
On the tribe of such. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Indeed, your prayer to them is a great reward, or is a, you know, tranquility for them. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. So the point after that is, when you donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you free yourself from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk in the Quran al-Kareem about the disbeliever. The meaning of the ayah, if they have the earth and its contents, all of the treasures on earth, and what's equal to earth with it, you know, to let themselves free from hellfire, it would never be accepted from them. Disbelievers in the hereafter, if one of them, you know, has what's on earth and what's equal to it, to let himself free of hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never gonna accept that from him. So that meaning, on the other hand, if you donate in this dunya, you're freeing yourself from the punishment in the hellfire. Imagine, brothers, that imagine that your final destination is that, wal'ayadu billah. How much money you could donate, how much money you could pay in order to free yourself out of the hellfire. Imagine that somebody is going to jail. How much money he will spend all of his wealth, but now to stay one day. We're not talking about jail here, we're talking about the hellfire. We describe it in one khutbah, dark, you know, hot, you know, miserable, no eating, you know, the no food, miserable, something the humans cannot imagine. So imagine that you're in that spot, and وَلَيَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ اللَّهُ مَحْفَظْنَا جَمِيعًا, Allah will protect all of us from the hellfire, but you'll free yourself by the donation in the cause of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, donation in the cause of Allah is one criteria of the muttaqeen, of the one that they fear Allah the most, of the righteous ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. This book is a guidance for the righteous ones, for the muttaqeen. What is their criteria, you Allah? الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Who are the righteous ones? The one that they believe in the unseen, the one that they pray or keep the prayers, and the ones that they donate of what Allah has provided for them. In a general term, not even the rich, no, of what Allah has provided for them. The first hadith we talked about, even Rasulullah ﷺ said, half of a date may free you from the punishment in the hellfire, if you donate it in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. So this is one criteria, donation, one criteria of the righteous ones, of the muttaqeen. The multiplication of the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll donate, for example, $1,000, but it's not going to be counted as $1,000 in the hereafter. No, it will be multiplied to 700 multiplication. You know any kind of interest in that? You know, Allah, you do a commerce with Allah, you get multiplied 700 times or more. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله سيد من سورة البقرة مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. The example of those that they donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a habba, is like, you know, a seed, is like a seed, and this seed gives 7 seeds, 7 straws, and each one of those has 100 seeds. So with this seed, give 7, and each one of those 7 has 100, 700 multiplication. And Allah will multiply more for those He wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the hereafter, you give your donation, whatever it is, Allah will multiply it, and you'll see it in the hereafter as mountains of good deeds. Mountains of good deeds. You see, Allah, I didn't do that. No, but that's your donation. It's been growing up. It's been multiplied for you. The destruction on keeping whatever Allah has gave you. Because this is a test. This life, the whole, to start with, life is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you in this life. Are you worthy of going to paradise? Or are you going to the hellfire? Give you age, 7 years old, give you absolute freedom, give you the devils, and at the same time give you the angels, that they tell you about the straight line. Devil is doing, you know, whispering to you astray or away from the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give you the mosque, give you, you know, in this life there is a mosque, there is a club, there is alcohol, there is thousands of allowable drinks, you know, there is adultery, there is marriage, there is food you eat, there is pork you cannot eat, gives you absolute freedom. You know, if you go right now and go and eat whatever you want to eat, nobody will do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching on you. And you see, whatever you're going to choose in this life, this is whatever you're going to be rewarded in the hereafter. You're going to be judged in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not throw yourself in the way of destruction. Do not destroy yourself. Because when you keep, when you get tired, you get stingy, that means you throwing yourself in the hellfire. You, this money, as we're going to say right now, you're going to be punished in the hereafter. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who store the wealth in the form of gold and silver and do not spend it in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Give them a glad tidings, just making fun of the glad tidings of the severe punishment in the hereafter. يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, the meaning of it, that in the hereafter, this wealth of gold and silver that they stored in this dunya, do not spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be heated up and they will be stained on their hip, in their foreheads, in their sides, in their backs, with the punishment, using this very heat, gold and silver in their bodies. How does this, what you store, what you treasure for yourself, and taste what you've been treasured. So, it's, you know, you get it in this life, and you keep it, and you, subhanAllah, anyone that does not donate in the cause of Allah, doesn't do the zakah, he's in a miserable life. Every day he's looking, oh, stock market up and down, oh, you know, is it going to do commerce, economy is going up, is this terrorist attack is going to decrease, oh, he's living in miserable life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing him in this life and in the hereafter. If the stock market went down, oh, he just have a stroke. And if the stock market went up, oh, he's happy and dancing and stuff, and he's scared of doing this commerce, he's scared of going here and there, he doesn't do salah, doesn't stay and sleep at night because he's thinking and calculating and imagining and measuring and calling and doing all of that. And in the hereafter, what is waiting for him is the punishment. This money, and you get punished, yeah, with the hellfire, but you get punished to what you stored for yourself. This is miserable, you know. Said, I hope that I never stored none of that money. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us in this life as a manager of that money. The money, the wealth is for Allah. The heritage of this earth and heavens belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He make us just a manager in that money. So He's going to look at us, what are we going to do with that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَآتُوهُمْ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. When you give them, you don't give them from your own. As we said before, if you think your power and your strength and your intelligence got you that, then you're resembling Qarun. Because go back to all of that, Allah provide all of that for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you intelligent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you able to study and get that degree and this degree, or learn this trick and learn that trick, and you're capable, you know, of doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make those people accept you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make those people in need of your speciality or whatever you're providing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to benefit from each other. And so this is the way you get your income from, you get your money from. وَآتُوهُمْ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. Allah said, give them from the money of Allah, from the wealth of Allah that He had provided or He had gave you before. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلْنَاكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Donate of what we made you managers upon. The money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you managing it, just donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. And the donation in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a purification. It's a purification of the soul, you know, and purification of the money. And brothers, by the way, when the sahaba heard الَّذِينَ يَكْنِذُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّ, those who treasures, you know, who treasure gold and silver, all of the sahaba got angry and got crying and that, because the punishment. But the meaning of the ayah, if you do the zakah, the obligatory zakah from this money, then it's not a treasure. Remember, whatever you save, you know, it's allowed in Islam to save some money, as we said before in the hadith of tawakkul. But whatever you treasure, if you do your zakah on it, then this is not what the ayah means. The ayah means the ones that they do not do the zakah, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that money, then this is considered treasure. And this is, they will be punished in the hereafter by heating that gold and silver and, you know, hurting their faces with it, their sides with it, their back with it. But when you donate in the cause of Allah, when you get your obligatory zakah, this is not a treasure anymore. So it's a purification of the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. خُذْ, take you Muhammad from their wealth a charity or a donation to purify them and sanctify them with it. So, and also it's a, when you donate in the cause of Allah, you're eligible for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in the Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy has overlapping everything, everything. You know? فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُنْفِقُونَ. Allah will give it to those. Allah will write it down for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you donate, you're more eligible for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also it's a removal, eraser of sins. You remember the long hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the journey to paradise. He said, وَالصَّدَقَ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَةِ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءُ النَّارِ. الصَّدَقَ, the donation, you know, in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will put down or put out the fire the same way water is putting out the fire, will erase the sin the same way that the water is putting out the fire. You know, you want to erase, who among us does not sin? All of us. You know, I mean, especially here, you know, you get out, you look this way or the other way, you sin right away. You meet somebody, you say a word, or you listen to some, you know, unjustified stuff, or you say some unjustified stuff, or you look, or you deal, or you go into subjects that you're not allowed in Islam to listen to, sin completely. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu ardah, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to follow the sunnah. They were so strict on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the sunnah is to wear your shoes, your right foot first and then your left. And when you take it off, you do the opposite. You do the left, you take it off, the left first and then the right. And one time he forgot. Then Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu ardah went and donate 1 dinar. This is not because he missed up in the Quran or in the obligations in the Islam. No, because he did not, he missed up, you know, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because he knew that the eraser of sins is through the donation of, in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially the donation in the orphans and the widows. You see the devil, what is the story about that? About the devil, he comes to the orphans and he just throw a lot of dust in them. So people are going to look at them and, you know, feel that they are ugly. And they do not like them, do not donate in them. They'll hate them, then Allah will hate those. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The devil, one of the ways for him. But you see, just look. In your life, before you die, you need to make sure, as you do a lot of insurance, you love your generation, you love yourself more than anything. Because your son, your own son, your own daughter, your own wife that you love the most, your own brother, in the hereafter you come, oh, give me one hasana, only one. He said, oh, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. Your son, he said, you, my son. His mother is telling him, you know, I used to carry you, I used to hold you, I used to warm you, I used to do this and that. No, I never, you know, deny none of that. But now, myself, myself. Everyone will say myself. So before you die, just look for orphans, look for widows, and this is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And donate in those. Find the guy that send him to school to learn Islam, to become a da'iyah, and support him. And here in America, alhamdulillah, doesn't cost too much to do that. It just costs a few dollars, one meal. Skip one meal every week. We're not saying every day, no, just every week skip a meal. This will make $30 a month. This will support a complete orphan family in where we came from. All of us. But this, you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that. And this will increase your income. Rasulullah SAW used to say, أبغوني فقراءكم وضعفاءكم. Let me have your poor and your weak ones. The poor, the weak ones. فإنما ترزقون بدعائهم. And you being provide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for you by their supplication. When you donate on those, then you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you and will give you a lot in return. So just think in life. Do not let it go. Do not think, you know, the devil is going to come to you. Why? It's going to be hard to donate. Because the devil promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be standing on the straight path. Anytime you think, he will know. Mountains, sir, oh man. So I'm poor. No. You see, Rasulullah does not exclude anyone. Anyone, when he saw those poor people, even you have one half of a date. You see, one half of a date, what it doesn't gonna do? Nothing, by our means. But even if you have that, you donate that and this will be written for you as a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-istikhlaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, هَا أَنْتُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ لِتُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ وَمَنْ يَبْخَلُ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. Allah said in the Quran, you've been invited. Look, invitation reached you. You've been invited to donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ. Not all of you, but some of you will be stingy, will back up from this invitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to donate in the cause of Allah. وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ. And whoever gets stingy, he's stingy on his own self. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the richest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. Subhanahu wa ta'ala وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاء. And you are the poor ones. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. And if you turn your back upon this invitation, upon donation in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will replace you by another people and they will never be like you at all. They will follow, they will accept the invitation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the donation in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the donation of Allah will protect your generation. In the Surah Al-Kahf, you read every Friday. You read every Friday about those two orphan boys that they have a treasure. أما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة. And that wall that was for two orphan kids in the city. أما الجدار فكان الغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما. There was underneath it, beneath it, was a treasure for those two orphans. وكان أبوهما صالحا. And their father was a good man, was donating in the cause of Allah. The scholar said, that's not their direct father, like their father. No, this is the fifth grandfather for them. He was a good person donating in the cause of Allah. Then by his donation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the treasure for his fifth generation or sixth generation by sending a messenger from Ulul Azm, Musa alayhi salam, wal Khadr alayhim salam, to build the wall. The wall was going to fall down. If the wall falls down, then the treasure will show. They will see the treasure. And then those are two boys, orphans, small, young. They cannot protect their treasure. Then Allah, because of their fifth grandfather was donating and was a good man, Allah sent the messenger, Musa alayhi salam, and sent al-Khidr alayhi salam to build that wall. Until those boys grow up and become adults and they could get their treasure and protect it. So it's a protection of the generation, donation in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we're going to go, inshallah. What time is it now?
7:15. We have 5 more minutes.
Inshallah, for the donation in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is rules. When you donate in the cause of Allah, and we mentioned some of them, we're going to say, the first thing is the man wal adha. Reminder of generosity and harm. If you do donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do not remind, you know, people of your generosity, because you're scared of showing up. If you show up, it's not complete sincere for Allah, it's not accepted. Will be a sin, because you didn't seek the cause of Allah in that donation. You saw repetitive, you know, generosity, and you talk about yourself a lot, and then you harm people. You said, I done this, I done that. Al mannu wal adha. No, none of those you should have in your donation. The second one is riya, showing up, not in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you show up, you know, the deeds are judged by the intention. If your intention is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no reward for you in your donation. The third one is to be sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolutely, you do it in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth one is you donate from the best of what you have. For example, you have some food that's gonna rotten, or it's gonna get bad, or it's already start getting bad. Oh, let's donate it. No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib, is pure subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never accepts but the pure good. It's good, and he will never accept but the good deeds. Do not collect the money from haram, or from gambling, or from this and that, and say, oh, let's donate 20%. The zakah is 2.5. No, let's donate 20. No, this is not going to be accepted. There will be punishment for you, because you collect the money from the right source, and you spend the money in the right source. This is the rules. You see, you collect the money from the good source, and then you donate the money into the good source too, because you punished him either way. مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبْتُهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقْتِهُ. From where you got it and how you spend it. If you got it right and you spend it wrong, punishment for this money. If you got it wrong and you spend it right, punishment for the money. If you got it wrong and you spend it wrong, punishment for the money. The only way it's accepted is you get it right and you spend it in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you spend in the cause of Allah, do not count it as a fine. You know, وَمِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مَا يُنْفِقُ مَغْرَمًا. And those, some of those desert Arabs, they think whatever they donate in the cause of Allah as a fine. You know, he's like, you know, he's upset because he collects and he work hard to collect that money, but he's at the same time donated and it without getting benefits in this life. But no, you look at it in the hereafter. When you donate with love. You love that money, but you love also to donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And طَيِّبًا بِهِ نَفْسِكْ. Because the hypocrites, they donate. Allah described them, وَمَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. If they donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they donate and they hate this kind of donation in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Jazakumullah khair ala husn istima'.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول